Penguin Random House Audio presents Lucky Bastard, My Life, My Dad, and the Things I'm Not Allowed to Say on TV. This is the author, Joe Buck. To the strong women who have shaped me, my grandma Lily, my mom Carol, my sister Julie, my daughters Natalie and Trudy, and my wife Michelle, who has changed my life and shown me just how happy I can be. Part 1. Can you hear me now? Chapter 1. Uh-oh. If you bought this book just to confirm that I'm an idiot, I have bad news for you. You will have to wait a few pages. Hang in there. You can do it. In 1994, I started broadcasting NFL games on Fox. I had never broadcast a football game in my life, yet Fox liked me enough to give me a chance. This is a longer story. We'll get to that later. With live broadcasting, you can prepare as much as you want, and that can make it a little easier. But at some point, you just have to do it. You never know what situations might arise, and you don't really even know what skills you have. I quickly learned that the good Lord blessed me with one of the most important physical gifts for any sportscaster, a good bladder. You've probably never even thought about this. You probably watch game after game, night after night, eating and drinking without any concern at all for when the guys doing the game get to pee. But we're human. We pee. I don't think Bob Costas and Al Michaels will mind if I tell you this. I suppose that, like with everything else, each announcer has his own style. Jim Nance may unzip and say, "Hello, friends," before firing at the urinal. I mean, I don't know. I haven't asked Jim. But sometimes finding a chance to pee is harder than you might think, especially in some of the older stadiums where the bathrooms are not always conveniently located. You have a limited amount of time during a commercial break to get to your destination and back. You may have to fight your way through sports writers, which doesn't make them happy, but they can miss a play and survive. I can't. Veteran broadcasters understand that in many cases it is wise to start unzipping before you arrive. You have to be efficient or you pay a price later. My father told me, never run to a microphone. You don't want to be out of breath. So you have to be able to get to the bathroom fast, catch your breath while you pee, and then calmly walk back into the booth. In December of 1994, my otherwise trusty bladder betrayed me. What can I say? Even the great organs have a bad day at the office once in a while. I was doing a Packers-Falcons game in Milwaukee's County Stadium. It was a memorable game for a number of reasons. The Packers used to play games in Milwaukee every year, but this was their last home game there. Packers star Sterling Sharp got injured on what seemed like an innocuous hit, and it ended his career. At some point during the game, unbeknownst to viewers, but extremely beknownst to me, I had to pee so bad that I could barely talk. The problem was that at County Stadium, the football press box was really far from the restroom. You had to beat Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible to get there in time. There was a catwalk, some kind of pulley and ladder system. There might have even been a zip line. It was rough. With a few minutes left in the first half, I was dying. I had to go so bad. But in football, we have a mix of longer and shorter commercial breaks. And the way the game went, all of our commercial breaks at the end of the half were only 30 seconds long. There was no way I could get out of the booth, to the bathroom, and back in 30 seconds. I had a solid 40-second stream in me, plus that long commute. Forget it. Every time we went to break, I asked, "How long is this one?" 30 seconds. Jesus. At some point, I explained my problem to my spotter, Gary. A spotter is the person who helps me during an NFL telecast spot who made the catch, who made the tackle, or who blocked a field goal. I said, "Gary, I've got to go, and I've got to go now." He was like, "I don't know what to do." This was not a scenario they address in spotter school. There is no school for spotters. Announcers often let their buddies be spotters so they can travel with the crew on the network's dime. I said, "I've got to pee. I can't hold this any longer. This is not going to work." Then I said, "Give me something." Gary handed me a water bottle. Nice thought. And I appreciate the ingenuity, but no, it's not going to work. It's December in Wisconsin. I'm wearing this big parka, and anyway, I can't hit that target. It's too small. Who am I, William Tell? I knocked the bottle out of Gary's hand. I was beside myself, but I was still calling the game. I said, "All right, next break, I'm going to open this parka. Give me the trash can." He said, "Really?" I said, "Hand me the fucking
Sample complete. Ready to continue?